local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Welcome to hour number three, finishing off a Monday strong. The weather fully cooperating, not just today, but every day this week. Welcome in to another week here of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line, we've had a lot of good interaction today, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Getting started with today's top three stories. Tensions from pro-Palestinian protest continue to rage on the campus of Columbia University, causing classes to go virtual.
There's no question that everyone has a First Amendment right to speak out in this country, and that must be preserved. But the university and all universities have an obligation to maintain the safety and security of their students.
And today marks 6 days of demonstrations, and the school's president is calling it a crisis. Protesters say they want the school to divest from companies they say profit from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. President Biden weighing in.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Pretty vague statement there, at least the second half. Unrest, of course, breaking out at other campuses as well. That includes New York University and Yale. President Biden today also assuring Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. will quickly send military aid to help Kyiv in its battle against Russia.
I think it is important that we provide that Israel military aid. The Democrats have delayed that 7 months now.
Of course, there were several bills that the House passed over the weekend, one for Ukraine, another one for Israel. Senator Ted Cruz there, as the Senate is widely expected to pass them this week. The Ukraine package is $60 billion. Look at our local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. Joe, that's your name. Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Let's see, looking at traffic here. I mentioned late last hour that we were starting to see things die down, and that appears to have continued since I last mentioned it. The only spot that seems like it needs to be noted at this time is Highway 98. If you are traveling near the intersection of 98 and Lillian Highway, we did have some backups in that area from an accident that a caller did tell us involved multiple vehicles. The majority of the congestion has seemingly lessened, but there is still some in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Yeah. Very good. Here's Alan with the forecast.
Beautiful dry weather continues, and overnight it again will be a little cool with low temperatures inland down in the 40s. Along the coastal areas, lows will be between 50 and 55. Highs mid-70s on Tuesday with sunny skies. Nice weather. It continues, but we'll just have a slow warm-up over the next several days, and the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Here's a look at our local headlines now. Escambia County leaders are discussing another purchase offer for the Olaf 8 property. So, of course, for the last month and a couple of weeks, they have been exclusively in negotiations with Fred Hemmer's Beulah Town Center, LLC. On Friday, a new offer submitted by local developers Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers.
Whether they've been with Breland or Horton or Mr. Hemmer's group, the terms have been very problematic, and I think these terms are much more along the lines of the feedback the board has given publicly. So, I would think that it would make sense to continue those discussions or ask the administrator to continue those discussions with them.
The offer is for $22.5 million for 290 acres. One question that Commissioner Jeff Ragosh brought up today was that the offer didn't make clear whether the town center would be included. That's a part of the master plan. Burgosh says that there are some elements of the master plan that would need to be revised, but one thing he can't budge on is the master plan. Also, a pretty heartbreaking story here from Pensacola. Of course, on Friday, there was the devastating house fire in the Iniestra home on Palafox. It was built in 1906 and bought, it was built in 1906 and bought 2 years ago by Chloe Kelly and her husband. They were in the process of renovating and we're about a month away from moving in before the fire caused extensive damage.
We're at a loss of where to go from here. We've poured everything into this home, and unfortunately we just don't have the financial means by ourselves to go and rebuild it.
And making matters worse, their insurance company dropped them a few months ago, and they were in the process of looking for another company as well. So that is just a devastating story there. Also, in our local headlines, animal rights organization PETA is taking aim at one of our area's most popular events annually. It's the Florabama Mullet Toss, which happens to be this weekend. And according to Channel 3, PETA is proposing alternatives to tossing mullet fish. In a letter, they say in part, quote, "What if you make it all inclusive by using fancy rubber fish instead of smelly decomposing real ones?" The letter goes on to say that if Florabama agrees, the organization is happy to cater the event with vegan fish sandwiches. So I'm not sure about that.
Me neither.
You can let us know in the text line what you think about that, 850-437-1620. State and national news next.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about a proposal in Alabama that would criminalize librarians who give adult material to minors. A $10,000 fine and a year in jail. The legislature is going to take that up this week. Also talked about the hearings held in the Senate by Bernie Sanders over reducing the number of hours people can work in a week to 32, and whether by law that would be a good idea for businesses to practice. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources, and Services Administration.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Wasn't too much to report on in our last update. That appears to still be the case now. We maybe have some minor backups in the immediate vicinity of where we had an accident report on U.S. Highway 98. That is going to be just east of the light with 98 and Lillian Highway. But once again, while there is congestion there, it's nothing too severe. We have also gotten a couple of accident reports. This appears to be on Blue Angel Parkway as you are coming from Dog Track Road. But it appears that basically no congestion is at either of those areas, so I would not worry too much about it. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right. Alan's got the forecast.
The weather overnight, again, cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Got a few texts polarizing, talking about the PETA idea with the vegan fish. One says, PETA can go jump in the lake. Vegan fish stinks. We have another one says, vegan fish grody to the max. And then another says, I love the idea. Wow. Vegan fish has come a long way from what it used to be, and most of it tastes great. So there you go. I can't say that I've ever had vegan fish.
I don't think I have. I have. I remember I had like the Impossible Whopper at Burger King.
Okay. That was okay. Yeah. I remember that.
It was not as good as a real Whopper. I'll say that. But, you know, whatever. I ate it. I'm not picky.
All right. Looking at our state headlines today, Governor DeSantis speaking out about the pro-Palestinian protests.
In Florida, at our state universities, you know, there's a code of conduct. You have a right to protest and stuff, but you don't have a right to harass other people based on their religion or ethnicity. And if you're doing those things, you know, you're going to be shown the door.
DeSantis says that what he has seen is not just bad speech, but the protesters are targeting Jewish students and bringing about a hostile environment that violates their civil rights. Yeah, I saw one video in particular this morning. I think it was a row of Palestinian students that had their protesters. I don't know if they're students. I assume so. But they had their arms locked and they were shifting in directions like up and down the sidewalk that in a way to prevent a Jewish student from trying to get to the building that he was trying to get to.
Oh my goodness!
So yeah, that's not what protesting should be about. There, that's something else entirely. Let's see. Security. Speaking of anti-Semitism, law enforcement agencies around Florida beefing up security at synagogues as Jews are now celebrating Passover this week.
It's an unfortunate place to be. I know that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and one of my grandfathers, they both came to this country to escape them.
Now, the Anti-Defamation League says last year the number of anti-Semitic incidents outpaced the all-time high set in 2022 by 140%, with more than 8,000 incidents reported.
And the Florida High School Athletic Association is considering a plan to sanction competitive video gaming. The organization met in Gainesville earlier today to discuss the potential interest of offering e-sports programs. Officials reviewed results of a recent survey that went out to more than 400 schools. More than half of the schools showed interest in the proposal, and nearly two dozen states have already sanctioned e-sports in their schools, including Georgia and Alabama. The FHSAA says that it's still in the early stages of the process. So they're talking about high schools here. I know they've also done this at some colleges. Joe, you mentioned Madden in hour one. Do you think you were ever good enough at Madden or anything else to be like this?
No, you know, I'd like to think that back in my heyday of when NCAA football was coming out every year.
Back in my prime.
I probably could have made JV.
You could have been on the bench.
I think I'm a pretty good FIFA player.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Madden, you know, I'm much more casual. I never play online against other people. The only game that I play online is FIFA, and it's been a long time since I've done that. But I was pretty good. But I was born 27 years too early, man.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever going to
imagine the
games.
Conversations, you know, with my parents about just like all the video gaming that I'm doing. It's like, guys, you don't understand. Like this is my future here
yeah,
that we're
exactly.
talking about. I mean, just look at Sketch. He's like a multimillionaire now.
Yeah. Streaming. It's a big thing. And that's why gaming has the backing that it does.
Yeah.
Get with the times, old people.
You've got professional soccer clubs in Europe that have esport divisions where they have like an actual team that represents the club that plays in FIFA tournaments. Of course, you've got the Madden Challenge and all that. So, yeah, no, I think esports and then flag football, I think, are going to be two things that have a massive explosion in the next 10 to 15 years. I really do believe that. Go ahead.
Oh, me? Okay. Florida isn't considered a swing state, but some political analysts think President Biden could change that. Biden is due to arrive in Tampa tomorrow to discuss abortion rights. No details have been released, but a poll last week by Florida Atlantic University shows Donald Trump leading Biden by 8 points in Florida. Analysts say a quarter of voters are registered as no party affiliation, and if they were to swing one way or the other, it could be much more competitive.
All right, Fox News Update is coming up now. National news, look at our sports headlines coming up right after the break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Regani. Opening statements held today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Fox's Lydia Hu has more from New York State Supreme Court.
Prosecutors accused Trump of engaging in a criminal conspiracy with his former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, and David Pecker, the former CEO of American Media, which published the National Enquirer. Prosecutors say they engaged in cover-up to suppress damaging stories about Trump prior to the 2016 election.
Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at Columbia University as demonstrators demand an end to Israel's war in Gaza. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
A handful of protesters arrested in front of the gates at Columbia University, New York, just hours after the president, Manoush Shafiq, shifted all students to virtual classes, calling for a reset.
Similar protests occurring on other college campuses today. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A just-announced federal rule will require most U.S. nursing homes to add staff. Announced today by Vice President Harris, the new rule, to be implemented in phases, will set minimum staffing ratios nationwide for homes that care for elderly and disabled people. Supporters say it's a great idea, but the CEO of the nursing home industry group, American Healthcare Association, blasted the rule as unconscionable, given the nation's nursing shortage. Cardinal Health confirms that its drug distribution contract with UnitedHealth's OptumRx will not be renewed when it expires in June. Sales to OptumRx generated 16% of the healthcare services and products company's consolidated revenue in fiscal 2023. In response to the news, Cardinal Health shares slid nearly 5% today. Recovering a chunk of last week's slide, stocks notched a solid rebound in the Monday session. The Dow Industrials gained 253 points. The S&P 500 recouped 4%. 143. The tech-heavy NASDAQ up 169. That's your money.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief with a sports sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're only a few days away from the NFL draft. I want to remind you, this is the week of lies. Teams, players, agents, and even family members will drop stories and rumors to try to get exactly what they want. Don't get caught up too much in the draft rumors, because on Thursday night, we find out the reality. I'm JR.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
It's nothing I planned, and not that I can, but you should be mine, across that line. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing,
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. The roads have been looking pretty smooth for a while now. We did have a couple of accident reports appear seemingly out of nowhere on Blue Angel Parkway. This is just north of Dog Track Road, but they weren't causing any congestion when they appeared, and they still aren't now. We did have one that was causing some backups on Highway 98. This is just east of Lillian Highway, but just about all the backups in that area have seemingly went away. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. The forecast looks absolutely pristine this week. So right now we're sitting at about 70 and overnight 51 for the low. More sunshine Tuesday, 73. Tomorrow night, 59 with clear skies. And then we're going to see a warm up on Wednesday through the rest of the week and into the weekend. Sunshine and temperatures back in the high 70s or low 80s. So cannot complain at all about the weather coming up this week. Looking at our national headlines in New York today, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial getting underway.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Of course, prosecutors accuse Trump of falsifying business records to cover up payments to Stormy Daniels back in 2016. His defense attorneys say there was no such scheme and accused Daniels of trying to cash in on the allegations.
And the Supreme Court has agreed to take up a key gun rights case. This involves a Texas judge's ruling in favor of the makers and sellers of so-called ghost guns. They're made from kits and can be bought with no background check. The ATF recently changed the rules, giving the government more power to regulate them, and the kits must now come with serial numbers. The question now before the high court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules or if that must come from Congress.
The Supreme Court also today heard arguments over whether homeless people can be cited for camping on public property. In the city of Oregon, they've been enforcing an ordinance that bans camping in city parks and on public property, but a lower court ruled that if there are more homeless people than available shelter beds, the city can't fine people for camping outside.
And the man who set himself on fire outside of the Donald Trump hush money courthouse has died. 37-year-old Max Azzarello of Florida lit himself on fire in the designated protest area on Friday. Before doing so, he was seen throwing anti-government pamphlets into the air.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will move forward with the motion to vacate if House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't resign.
Washington betrayed the American people by sending $93 billion to support foreign wars while doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to secure our border.
Well, of course, we talked about this on Friday when Congressman Matt Gaetz came out and said that, hey, unfortunately, there's just a super thin razor thin majority that the Republicans have, one seat. And so having the a motion to vacate go through and open up the speakership could lead, in his words, to some Republicans accepting bribes from Democrats that could put in a Democratic speaker. So he is not supporting that motion there.
And high-tech scanners that could detect the flow of drugs from Mexico are sitting in a warehouse thanks to a lack of federal funding. Alejandro Mayorkas is asking Congress for more cash to get them up and running.
It enables us to quickly detect anomalies in vehicles, which are the primary means by which fentanyl is smuggled.
He called fentanyl the largest drug threat he's ever faced, more than black tar heroin. He's long prioritized a high-tech solution to stop its flow across the southern border. These non-intrusive inspection machines look like a car wash. Cars and trucks can drive through and keep traffic moving.
Austin, it's NFL draft week.
Yes.
And if you're a Chicago Bear fan like me, it is not hyperbole to say that this is the most exciting week since the 1985 Super Bowl, if you're a Bear fan.
Yeah, there's a poorly photoshopped Caleb Williams Chicago Bears edit on the wall in the newsroom right now. I see it right there.
Oh, you think that's poorly edited?
Yes.
That's a masterpiece is what that is. But yes, wearing my Bear, you know, it's with the cooler temperatures, I've got my Bears sweatshirt on.
Right.
So, yes, I'm very excited for Thursday night when the, not just the direction of the Bears, but the NFL is going to be altered in a historical way.
Yeah, Joe just needs to get a room with his franchise at this point. But yes, that's later this week. What's going on tonight in sports? In the NBA, the playoffs have begun. They got underway this weekend, and they are continuing tonight. They should have just now gotten underway with the Magic at Cavs on NBA TV and the Sixers at Knicks on TNT. After the Sixers and Knicks are done, that's going to be followed by Lakers at Nuggets at 9. As for the NHL, got that going on right in front of me. NHL playoff action here on ESPN. It's the Maple Leafs at Bruins. They're tied at 1 with 4 minutes left to go in the first period. That's going to be followed up by Golden Knights at Stars at 8:30. Meanwhile, on ESPN2, Islanders at Hurricanes should be starting about right now with Kings at Oilers following at 9. Let's see. At this very moment, White Sox at Twins, MLB game on FS1 tonight should be starting. And we did have the Rays are hosting the Tigers, and we had the Marlins visiting the Braves. While those games are not televised, it's nonetheless some relatively local teams here. I will get a score update for you here now. Let's see what we got. We've got the Rays losing to the Tigers 3-0 at the end of the fourth, and the Braves and Marlins tied at 0 halfway through the second. Let's see. Veteran quarterback Matt Ryan has officially retired from the NFL. He's 38 years old and had 4 Pro Bowl selections, along with an MVP award for the 2016-17 season. And then lastly in golf, Scottie Scheffler, the winner of the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. Play was suspended due to darkness yesterday after heavy rains caused delays and was finished this morning. Scheffler's now won 2 events in a row after winning the Masters earlier this month. So good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on a hot streak of epic proportions.
Oh, absolutely.
Health, business, and science. We'll get started on those before our next traffic and weather update. Popular clothing retailer Express filing for Chapter 11 and plans to close 100 stores around the U.S. They also own Bonobos.
Is a type of chimp, so I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it, but
okay.
I don't know.
All right. And Up West, they say it will close 95 of its Express stores in all of its Up West locations.
Meanwhile, NASA says that April's full moon and the Lyrids meteor shower will both happen this week. The April full moon is also known as the pink moon and will peak on Tuesday. The Lyrids meteor shower will peak today. NASA says the moon may outshine the meteor shower, so for best viewing, get away from city lights and just look up. 6:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, been a very smooth sailing past 45 minutes or so. That appears to still be the case now, so if you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for long.
The weather overnight again cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. California is about to take new action in the fight for abortion rights. Governor Gavin Newsom says that an emergency bill will be introduced so Arizona doctors could come to California and provide reproductive care. He says he wants to give access to women and girls fleeing that state over a new abortion ban.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants the entire U.S. budget available on blockchain if elected. The independent candidate said during a rally in Michigan on Sunday that it would allow any American to look at the budget at any time, something that Joe and I would have assumed was already allowed. The blockchain is a ledger of transactions that is typically associated with cryptocurrency. Kennedy is familiar with the use of digital assets, accepting campaign donations in Bitcoin, and discussing his plans to back the U.S. dollar with the cryptocurrency if elected to the White House.
Also, let's see, some pop culture notes here. A list of 2024 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame includes classic rock and hip-hop acts, among others. The names were announced on American Idol yesterday. They include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Austin, a song by Foreigner that I would know.
Cold as Ice.
It was cold. Okay, yep. Yeah, Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way. I want you to show me the way every day. It's got like the weird sounding windy guitar.
I think so. All right. Yeah. Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang, Ladies Night. How does it go? Oh, yes, it's Ladies Night.
All right,
Night.
Yes. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Do not know one. I've heard of them. Don't know a single song.
All right. appreciate you enlightening me.
No, you're good, bud. Rapper Kid Cudi says he broke his foot. Now, this is one I can't tell you a song by him either. He says he broke his foot when he jumped off stage while performing at Coachella Sunday. Video of the incident on social media shows him being helped by security after he, for whatever reason, tried to jump into the photographer's pit in front of the Sahara stage at the music festival. In a post on X, Cudi said that he has never broken a bone before and thanked fans for their concern and well wishes.
All right. Let's see. A big trailer released for Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise will be the first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And, of course, Ryan Reynolds is there, Hugh Jackman as well. The film follows Deadpool arriving in the MCU after he was kidnapped by the Time Variance Authority. Mm. It hits theaters on July 26th.
And Netflix's Roast of Tom Brady will air live on the streaming platform. It's called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. It's going to be held at 7 p.m. on May 5th in Los Angeles. Kevin Hart will host a show that will see an all-star lineup take aim at the seven-time Super Bowl winner.
Austin, just think, we're about 25 years away from the greatest roast of all time, Caleb Williams.
Oh my goodness. I don't think we're going to make one of those. He's been roasted enough.
6:48, we'll be back with some wacky stories, good news, and a recap of our top stories today. Stay tuned.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One of the better pregame hype songs, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. A lot of these songs, like, I've heard of Fatboy Slim, but I didn't know anything about, like, this song. So I'm like, let me make sure, like, that there's no cussing
yeah,
in this.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just like, I just see right here, right now. I'm like, all right, that's good.
I'll yeah, 6:52 here at News Radio 92.3. Busy Monday, of course, it usually is, especially with all the news that comes from the weekends. But our top three stories here, much of which to do with Palestinian protests, as now on the campus of Columbia University, 6 days of demonstrations, and the school's president is calling it a crisis. Also, 40 protesters arrested during a rally at Yale. President Biden today condemning anti-Semitic protests while also saying he condemns those that don't really understand what's happening with Palestine or Palestinians. So that was kind of weird. President Biden also talked to Ukrainian President Zelensky today, says that the U.S. will quickly send the aid to help Kyiv in the battle with Russia. The House over the weekend passed $60 billion aid package. The Senate expected to put the stamp of approval on it this week as well. So that's a look at our top three stories. A few local headlines here that you may have missed. OLF 8, there's another purchase offer in. So for the last month and a half or so, the county has supposedly been in exclusive negotiations with Beulah Town Center LLC, although really in the last couple of weeks, it seems like those have really stalled out. So on Friday, there was a new offer submitted by local businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers, 290 acres, $22.5 million. Commissioner Lumen May said that his bottom line price tag is still too low, so we'll see if that gets anywhere. But the county now is going to move forward with continuing conversations with both developers there, and we'll see what happens. Also, major traffic news, I-10, Highway 29 interchange. FDOT's putting well over $200 million into completely redoing the interchange there. So for the next, 6 years, the speed limit, I would think it's going to be in for the whole thing, but 50 miles an hour is the speed limit on I-10 between West 9 Mile Road, exit 5 there, and then Scenic Highway, whatever exit number that is. I want to say it's like 15, or I don't know. No, I think 15's like either over the bridge or in Santa Rosa County or something like that. Whatever exit number Scenic Highway is. But basically, the Pensacola from I-10, you know, you're 50 miles an hour. But they're not expected to be any closures during the day. It's just overnight. So that is some good news there. Austin, anything going on the roads right now?
Good segue. I noticed that, yeah, we were just talking about the roads, and meanwhile, I'm just staring at our map here. Yes, Fairfield Drive, if you're traveling westbound on Fairfield towards North W Street, we do have some minor backups in that area. No confirmation of an accident or anything, and it's not too severe at this time anyway, but nonetheless, something to look out for. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight, again, cooling down. Low temperatures inland will drop down into the 40s along the coastal zones, mainly between 50 and 55. Another beautiful day with sunny skies here for Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s. As we move through the week, the weather will slowly warm up, and it will be all dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 6:55 here, winding down on a Monday. Looking at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines today, or just some good conversation topics here. Austin, would you say, generally display good or bad decorum and behavior in restaurants?
Oh, I would say good.
All right. There's a new big survey out on acceptable and unacceptable behaviors at restaurants, and here's some of the more interesting ones. For one thing, what would you say the number of people percentage-wise that would say that asking for a to-go container for leftovers is unacceptable behavior?
It's got to be a very small percentage because, I mean, that's just such a commonly practiced thing in America.
Yeah. It was 3% of people that said it was unacceptable.
Yeah.
Now, I think it was last hour we solicited some text or just something, some sort of insight that why would we...
why would that be a no-no?
That'd be a thing. And somebody actually texted, says, hey, in some cultures, it's considered rude to take food home because it's an insult to the chef. Their food is meant to be eaten as it has been freshly prepared and not warmed up the next day. That's a real thing. It's more prevalent in Europe, which I can understand. It's also rude to tip in Europe. I found that out.
Well, and I've also heard that it's like, and this is just something I've heard online on multiple occasions, could very well be false, but it's like Japan or something where it's like polite to burp because that means that you're satisfied, like by the food that you ate. I don't know, but I wouldn't be burping at the table. You know what I mean? So if assuming that that's true in Japan or anywhere else, yeah, it's just a difference in culture.
23% of people say it's acceptable to flirt with the staff.
That's just wrong. It's the frat boys that are saying that's okay.
57% say no, and then 20% are not sure. Snapping their fingers to get the waiter's attention.
I would just hold up a hand, or excuse me, I would not snap
just
my fingers.
Like
wouldn't
a,
whistle.
Almost like a sketch, just the one. What's just up, like brother? A little, hey, what's up, brother?
Yeah, I'll hit him
not,
with one of those.
Not the waving, not the getting up and physically going after somebody, and certainly not like whistling or snapping. A huge turn off there. I didn't even know people did this, debating menu prices.
Like with the staff?
Yeah, like 8% say it's acceptable. Like,
you'll
what,
have,
what are we doing?
You'll have some Karens that'll say stuff like, hey, you know, well, this is so overpriced or this is ridiculous. But it's like, if you are honestly complaining, the waiter can't fix that.
Hold a gun to your head and say, hey, you have to eat at this restaurant?
Well, that's the thing. So it's like, I have heard people say that. But yeah, that's just whining. Yeah. If you honestly expect the waiter to say anything to that, you're just a fool.
Yeah. All right. Other wacky stories going on. Austin, most people have probably heard their parents say, watch your mouth or I'll wash it out with soap.
Right.
Is that an idle threat these days? A poll asked people if their parents actually ever went through with it. 12% say yes. I am in that 12%. Not that I was polled, but I do remember it happening to me once. it was last week, but no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I think that's just something that, like, it's more old school, like spankings. Like, spankings are controversial now. I think it's just a similar thing like that. Like, oh, is that really okay to do? I don't know. But I never, like, yelled or cussed at my, like, mom, so I never really had to worry about it. Some good news here. A Louisville man has claimed his lottery prize just hours after winning it. The Kentucky Lottery said today that the man has chosen to remain anonymous after winning $225,000 playing Kentucky's cash ball game. The win came in the middle of the man dealing with the death of his mother. He had just returned from her funeral late last month, and when he stopped at the Thorntons and bought some tickets. So good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also a hospital in Spain. I'm surprised there's not more. There needs to be. Bringing dogs into ICUs. They're therapy dogs, and they're being brought in to help comfort patients. It is optional, but patients that do opt in the program receive two visits each week of 15 to 20 minutes each. Austin, if you were in the hospital in the ICU, would you want comfort animals or dogs to come pay you visits?
100%. I've been too far removed from the dog life. I need some of that.
Yeah, you do. All right, that'll do it for us on a Monday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Get out and enjoy the beautiful weather this evening. We'll see you tomorrow.